filu tzadik gomer.
Even if the person is a tzadik gomer, filu keach shechet, but he takes bribes, is ein anifte min olam b'lo tir of das. He won't leave this world until he loses his mind a little bit. That's what I mean to say. Now you're a tzaddik. But if you take shechet, you can end up to be a tipesh. You can end up to lose your mind, and still you want to pass on the shalom, and it's no good that way. So kitza, now when you're smart still and you're a tzaddik, don't take shechet. Mor says, ki yosir ravdimu, ravdimi came. Omar, he said like this, that Dorosh Rav Nachman Bakoyin, and Nachman Bakoyin made a drosha. My dichsiv, what does the pasuk say? Melech b'mishpat yamod eretz v'yish trumos yasenu. The melech b'mishpat stands up, but a man of trumos will destroy it. It means like this: im doime dayin lemelech. If the dayin is like a king, shein etzaruch lechlum. He doesn't need anything. A king doesn't need anything. He has all the money he needs. He doesn't need people to give him money to take bribery. If such a person, he's a good dayin. Yamod eretz. If he's a dying, he'll keep the world going. In other words, a person that doesn't have to come on to other people won't take bribes. But if the dying is doing like this, trumais, means like a kohen that doesn't have his own money, he has to go around to collect truma. That he has to go around collecting truma from different people. So that's a svara, then he would accept a bribe. He needs people. He has to come on to other people. Is the asena. Such a dying is no good. Don't take a dying that has to come on to other people. He'll just take bribes then, and he'll come out a wrong din. Omar Rabba Barav Shela. Hai Daino Tishoyel Shilta. A dying that has to borrow things from his friends is Postal Maiden. He's no good to be a dying. Same Svara. Srasha Durov Elishim of Nehiroi Behemoth for Kalim. A dying that's used to borrowing things, either Kalim or animals, he can't be a dying. Because it's like Shechet, when he goes to Paschim for the person he borrowed from, he's automatically going to do something good for him. So he's supposed to be a din. He doesn't have what to lend back. If he himself has what to lend back, then less lombot. Then it's not so bad. The shot is you borrow now, and they'll borrow back from you, so then you don't owe them anything. So again, that won't be like sheikh, it's not called bribery, you'll end up not owing, then you could be a dying. For the Moraini, it's not like that. For Rava Shoyel Shilto Midevei Barmerian. Rava used to borrow things from Devei Barmerian. Afagabdullah Shaliminei, even though they did not borrow back anything. And still Rava was a dying. You see, even though the dying has to come on to other people to borrow from other people, still he could be a dying. Tamar says, no, I'll tell you, Hosom liach shavinu hu deboy. The reason why Rava did it over there was to be machshavim, to make him like a choshev person. So he didn't take it stam as bribery. He took it to become choshev either for himself or the other person, to make them choshev, like they gained on the deal. Therefore, that was mutter. Either means to make himself choshev, like he had to do it, to show that he's choshev if he borrowed from these people, or else it means he wants these people to be choshev that they're borrowing from Rava. The kol posim wasn't stam as after he used to borrow. Normally he didn't need from other people. He just did this to make them to be like a choshev person. Omar Rava, my time of the shechta. What's wrong with shechta? What's wrong with a bribe? What's the reason? What's wrong to take money if the guy wants to have a good din? Gemara says the svar is kivon de kibble shaychta mino ikruve le daite legabe. When you take bribe from a person, you like become close to him. The hevik gufa and your mamish like his guf. Since he gave you money, you start to think that he's right, and your mamish like him himself. And the klal is. A person doesn't see anything bad about himself. That's why you can't be a dying for somebody else if you took bribe from him. Because if he gave you bribe, he becomes like you, and therefore you can't pass him. You won't be able to see anything wrong for him. Tomorrow, my sheikhat, what's this lashon of sheikhat? It means shehu chad, you're one. A person that gives you bribe, it means you and him become like one. Therefore, you can't be a dying for him. You're like a goofy that you won't be able to see anything bad for him. Amar Papa, lo lidin inish dina laman derochem lei. Somebody that you love, somebody that loves you, you shouldn't be a dying for him. Again, since you love the person, you'll only try and find the good, and you won't be able to see the bad in him. For lo laman desani lei. Somebody that hates you, your enemy, also you can't be a dying for. Why? The one that loves you, you can't be a dying for him because he'll never see something wrong what he's doing. The person that hates you, you can't be a dying for him, you never see anything good. So a dying can't be for somebody that he loves or that he hates. Omer Abaye said like this, Hai Tzumim Rabbonin, the young Tamil Chacham, the young Rabbonin, the Merachim Ilei, the Bnei Masa, if the people in the city love the Tamil Chachamim, you should know, it's no good. If the people in the city love the Tzumim Rabbonin, La Mishum Demai L'Tvei, not because they're very, very good people, Hela Mishum D'la Mechichlu, Be'minu D'Shemaya, because the Tamil Chacham don't give them Techacha, don't tell them what they're doing wrong, don't give them Musa. In other words, if you have real Tamil Chacham in the city, how could the Balabatim like him? Like what they should be doing the whole day is telling them, you do this, it's wrong, you do this, it's wrong. They should be telling them the whole day what they're doing wrong. And if the people in the city like them, the pshat is that the Tamil Chacham are not doing their job, they're afraid of the Balabat, they don't want to open their mouths, they'd rather be nice to them, so they're not doing their job, that's no good. If the people in the city should not like the Tzumim Rabbanim, they should be given the Musa the whole day, they cannot take it. Right. Omar Rav said, Meresh at the beginning, Havamin, I used to think, Hani b'nei Mechuzah, the people of my town, Mechuzah, Kula Rachmin, they all love me. Avikiva David Dino, but when I used to be a dying for them, I mean, I thought like this now. Minayu Stanili, some people are sure going to hate me now. Of course, when I have a din Torah, for one of them, I'm going to have to paskin that he's wrong, he's going to lose out. So that person, Mestanim, is going to come to hate me. But some people are going to like me. The people that are paskin, you gain, you won, they're going to like me. For Kiva Nechazoi, when I saw though, demanded Mechayiv Lehidna, cause Zachil Mocher, none doing. But they used to have a lot of interviews there, and today he was right and he was wrong. Tomorrow, just the opposite. The one that was right yesterday is wrong today. So the kids, everybody got a good touch from Rava. Like everybody there, eventually, one day or another, got a chayva, came out to be wrong, that he had to lose money. Now Rabbi said like this, I think like this, if they're going to like me, everybody's going to like me here. Whether I do good or bad, because everybody gets it from me. So either they're all going to like me, if anybody's going to hate me, the pshat that they'll all hate me. In other words, because I'm a dying now, and I pass it for everybody, the way I think. So sometimes he's right, sometimes he's right. Everybody gets the same type of psak. Turn around, but it went like this. The pasuk says, "V'shoychat le'sikach." You're not going to take bribes. And it's sorech loyim shoychat mammon. It doesn't only mean you can't accept money. Before you want a pasuk in the shaila for Reuven, you can't accept money from Reuven. Not only that, ela afilu shoychat vorim. Even if the person just talks nice to you, also you can't be a dying for him. Nami yosser, that's also yosser. If it just meant money, it should have said a strong relation of betza. Betza means money. Should have said money you shouldn't take. Why does it say sheikhat? Sheikhat means any type of bribery, even if the person talks nice to you. So tomorrow, hechi domi sheikhat dvorim. What's the case of sheikhat dvorim where somebody spoke nice to you? Ki hodi Shmuel. Like the case of Shmuel. Have a ova b'mavra. Shmuel was going over on a ferry. Also, Gavra, a man came to him, Yoyev la Yodei. The man gave his hand to Shmuel, the kids who wanted to help Shmuel. The Shmuel was getting up, so the person handed his hand to him to help him get up. Omalei, so Shmuel said to this guy, like, Maya Vidcha, what are you doing here? Omalei, the guy said, you should know, Dinesli, I have a Shaila, I have a Din Torah to go to. And Bashetzach, I want you to be my Dayan. So therefore, you know what I'm doing today? I'm being nice to you. I'll help you get up so that tomorrow when you have the Din Torah, you'll be nice to me also. Omalei, Dinesli, I have a Shiloh, a Din Torah. And I please, Shmuel, you be my dying. Omalei, Shmuel answered back to him, Pasilna l'chol adina. Shnu ha'posa, I'm not fit now to be a dying for you. since you did this something nice to me today, that you gave me a hand, you helped me get up, I can't be a dying for you. That's also called Shechet. So Metzias, if someone did a favor for you, tomorrow by the Din Torah, you're going to try and do something nice for him that he doesn't deserve. So that's also called Shechet. You can't be, you can't pass the Shiloh like this. Amemer, another case was by Amemer. Have Yosef, he was sitting down for Kodoyin Dina, and he was in the middle of the Psak Din. Porach Gad Faresha, a bird flew on top of his head. Is also Gavra, a man came, Shakle, took off the bird off his head, helped him out. Omale, Samayma said to this guy, Maya Vritcha, what are you doing here? Omale Dinisli, I'm waiting online to have a Din Torah with you. I want you to be my dayin. Omale, Samayma said to him, you should know, Pasunu Lecholadina, I'm possible, I can't be a dying for you. You helped me out just now, you just took the bird off my head. I have to thank you, give you Yashikoyach, I can't be a dying for you. Marukfa have a shode reika kaime. Marukfa once had a spit. He spit in front of him. Is also Garver man came kisayu and covered up the spit. So Marukfa said to the person, Omalei, Maya Vritecho, what are you doing here? Omalei, Dinisli, I also have a din Torah to go to, and I want you to please be my dayin. Omalei, Marukfa said back to Mishno, Pasilna Lecholadina, I'm posla, I can't be a dayin. This is all called Sheikhat Varim. Doesn't have to be bribery of money, but any time the guy does you a favor, that for that you'll try and act extra nice to him, for that you're possible to be a dayin. All right, turn over. Right, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, have a rogil arise to have a maisile komaili shabata kanta deperi. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, his arise means the man that used to work on his fields. His fieldmen that used to get a certain percentage of the produce, he used to bring to him every Shabbos, kanta de peri, a basket full of peri. Every Friday he would bring to Rabbi Shmuel. Yoy Mechod, it once happened, Aisilei b'hai b'shabata, he brought it to him on Thursday, not on Friday, but on Thursday. Omalei, so Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi asked him, Maishino idna, what's after today? He came a day earlier, you gave him this barrel of peris? Omalei, so the Yorah said, you should know, Din Isli, that I have a Din Torah to go to. The Yamin, and I thought, Agav Urchei Aisilei Lamar, that while I'm here ready, let me give you something. And the kids, of course, he wanted him to be the dayan. Is Lekibavinei, so Rabbi Shmuel did not accept the basket. And even so, Omalei said to him, you should know, Pasun Lecholadina, I'm not fit to be a dayan for you. That since you're doing such a favor for me, you want to bring it a day earlier, I can't be a dying for you. So the deed was, Oisiv Zuzi de Rabbonin, he set a pair of Rabbonin, Ukedain Alei, and he made a psak din for them. So they gave it over the psak din to two dayonim. But Ba'adi de Kozul, while Rabbi Shmuel was walking, V'yosi Omri said to himself, like he started to think, how his Oris should win the din Torah. He started to think to himself, if he wants to let him say this, he'll let him say that way. In other words, Omri said like this, it should bust like the nefesh of the people that take sheikhet. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel saw upon himself that if he would have been a dayan now, he would have only saw the good of the Saras and not the bad. Even though he gave over the din Torah to somebody else, in his mind, he was thinking about the good of the Saras. So he saw how strong it is, this Indian, not to take Sheikhid. And he said, Oh ma ani, maduch mi, shloi natalti, I didn't even accept it from Ayoris. He wanted to give me the basket Thursday, I didn't accept it from him. And even, v'yim natalti, even if I would have accepted it, what am I accepting? Shloi natalti, he's an Oris, he's a worker that works in my fields. So true, he keeps some of the Paris, but the rest of the Paris are mine. So the fruits that he's bringing is my own fruits. He's not even giving me a present. He's giving me my own fruits. And still, Rabbi Shmuel felt that he himself was thinking now for the good of the Yoris, since he brought it a day earlier. Is kach mekabli sheichad halachas kama v'kama. For sure, that people really accept real bribes, real taivis from the people. For sure, that dying can't think right, and for sure is in the paskin wrong, and oivay for such a person. What says Rabbi Shmuel Baril Elisha? I see Yehu Gavra Reshus Ageis. He was a kohen vayistoyis, and somebody brought in the rashes again, the lacher is the first shearing, or if you take off your sheep, you have to give a certain amount to the kohen. Omalayim echiyat, where are you from? Omalayim edeich plant for such a city. Come from L.A. Omahosim lachli heavy kohen lemesim lay. Talk from where you are, based in San Francisco. There's no kohen from San Francisco to L.A. You had nobody else to give it to. What's that? But you came to me. And Omalei said to him, take it easy. Dinously, I have a child I didn't tell you to go to. We are mean and I saw it, like, let me smear you a little bit. Agavurcha, yaisi l'cholomar. I might as well give you already my rashes I gave. Today that tomorrow, but I didn't tell you, you'll do me a favor also. Omalei, v'shmo said back, nothing doing. Pasun l'cholodina. I'm not fit to be a dying for you. And l'kibubina, he didn't accept the rashes I gave. Is oisul le'zuzid rabbonin? No, I skipped some. He put in there also, he appointed some other Zugod Rabbanim to be the Dayanim, but Ba'adi the cause of while he was he himself, Rabbi Shimon was walking away, the Yossi Omri said to himself, like he started to think to himself, how this person could win his Din Torah. Because he started to think for his own sake, as Omri said to himself, it should bust the people that take sheikhet. Ni madach by me. I didn't accept the rashes against of this person. Even if I would have accepted, like I'm a kohen. And he's a Yisrael, he has the chiyuv to give it to Kohanim. It's not calling cool, he's giving me his own special matana, a special present. It's a mitzvah. He has the chiyuv to give away his rashes against the shearing that takes of the wool. He has to give a certain amount to the kohen. So I'm not taking anything special from him. Still, I myself started to think for the good of him, is kach, mekab l'shech l'shlima talti. Kach, happened this, is mekab l'shech l'as kama b'kama. For sure, the people that take real bribes, how much they're going to be off, and not passing the right way. Rav Onen, Aisela, Yehu Gavro, Kinto, De Gildi, De Vegili. Somebody brought him, Rashi says, Dozum Ketanim. Somebody brought him some small fish, some sardines. Omalei, so Rav Onan asked this guy, Maya Viratecha, what are you doing here? Omalei, dinisli, I have a din tournament to go to, and I want you to be my dayan. Is la kibumine, so Rav Onan didn't accept the present. Omalei said to him also, pasum l'cholodina, I'm supposed to be a dayan, it's like sheikhet to be dying for you. Omalei, dina demar leibinish, no, I don't want you to pass him a shayla, but kibudu l'kabu mar, I want your korban to accept my present. I want to give you these sardines. Lemoyin mar miakruva bikurim. You should not hold me back from bringing bikurim. Why? The Tanya will learn this. The pasuk says v'yishmo v'yishbo mibal shlisha v'yovel yish holakim lechem bikurim esrim lechem sarim v'karma v'tzakloinoi. That he brought him. It says bikurim. For the gemara v'chiyali shoycha bikurim evei. Was Elisha like a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash eating bikurim? What do you mean he brought Elisha bikurim? Ela comes to teach us like this, Ela loymalo, to teach us, that kol hamevi doru l'talmud chacham, whoever gives a present to a talmud chacham, is ki'ilo makriv bikurim. It's like you're bringing bikurim. See, also, that's what the person said, he wanted Rav Onan at least accept his sardines. If he'll accept his sardines and Rav Onan will eat it, he'll be considered like this person brought bikurim. His omelet, so one of like this. Kabule le bin le kabule. Really, I didn't want to accept it. Abahashtra the armored le taima. Now that you tell me the reason why you want me to accept it, mikablina, I will accept it. That's a good reason. Shadre le kaima de Rav Nachman. He sent him in front of Rav Nachman, stamped out his din taira. Isholach le nedaina mar le haigavra. So Rav Onan sent this person in front of Rav Nachman, and like the Rav told Rav Nachman, please you be a dayan, you he didn't do any favors for you, you could be a kosher dayan. The Ano Onan pasun ledina, because me Onan, I'm possible to be a dayan for him. So when Rav Nachman heard this, Omri said like this, me the sholach lihochi. Since Rav Onan is sending this person to me, and he's saying that he's posel, so he thought, why is he posel? He thought, Shema Mino, Krevei, who? That Mustam, it's his Korav, it's his relative. Therefore, Rav Onan is posel to Paskin, so therefore, he's sending the din to me, Rav Nachman. So the Maisa was, Havi Koyin Dina the Yasmikamei. Rav Nachman was about to start passing the Shailah, Nagaya to a Yosam, an orphan out of Shailah, Din Torah. He was about to start passing his Shailah. But Rav Nachman said like this,